Hallelujah. Any of you, where I talk now, any question? Any of you? No, if you are confused, I explain more for you. Because I don't finish. What do you want to talk? Yes, come forward.
Praise the Lord. I'm from Mountain of Fire, and I'm a real member of Mountain of Fire.
Oh, yes.
And I was baptized there.
Thank you.
At Yaba.
Thank you.
So, is that baptism not right?
Wrong, very wrong. They took you inside the water in Mountain of Fire.
Yes.
After wasting your time in baptismal school.
Yeah, I went to baptismal school.
I know, I said they wasted your time there.
I went to...
Are you hearing me now?
I went to baptismal school, sir.
You know, he's saying it with some passion. I say it is an achievement.
No, because...
You know, it's an achievement. It's a full member of Mountain of Fire. Can I tell you something, sir?
I can hear you, sir.
Heaven does not have Mountain of Fire.
No, it's the name of the ministry.
Eh?
It's the name of the ministry.
I say it has nothing to do with salvation. Eh? Where you worship has nothing to do with your salvation. It is what you believe.
So now I should rebaptize again.
Wait. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They took you inside the water after baptismal school.
No, I went to the baptismal class. Then
okay, baptismal class.
Yes.
How long?
It was maybe 2 months.
2 months?
Yes, so 3 months then I went for the baptism.
Then you wrote exams?
Yeah, we wrote some things to show that you learned what you read.
Now, if you fail, will they baptize you?
If you fail, you continue that.
You repeat?
Yes. Uh-huh. No, it's what I went through. It's what I'm saying.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, they took you inside the water in obedience to the instruction in Matthew 28, verse 19. They took you inside the water. I baptized you in the name of the Father.
That's what they said.
And of the Son.
Yes, yes.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Exactly.
They put you inside the water and brought you out.
Exactly.
Then I say it is wrong. What they are supposed to do is to take you inside the water, according to Matthew 28, verse 19, to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, that name, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus. When they bring you out, they have baptized you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Does that mean any sense to you?
Yeah,
you are still confused.
I think.
Eh?
I think, in the name of the Father, who is the Father?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to understand.
Yeah.
I'm getting you.
Yeah. Do you have a... Are you married?
I have a baby in South Africa.
But
I'm not married, but I have a baby in South Africa.
Play away.
No, it's a mistake. It's a mistake.
Away, play.
It's a mistake. It's a mistake, then.
So, who are you to that your child?
My pastor, I said it's a mistake.
Uh-uh.
I'm his father.
Uh-huh, that's what we want to hear.
But it's a mistake.
Whether by mistake or otherwise.
Okay.
You are the Father.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You are the Father.
Yes.
Is Father your name?
No, I think I got you. I think I got you right.
You got me?
I think I got you right.
You got me?
Yes, yes.
So you see why you must be baptized?
I think I got you right.
Eh?
I got you right.
Because you are the Father. Father is not a name.
I got you.
What's
right.
Your name?
My name is Bid.
So what is the name of the Father? Your name?
My name is Bid.
Big?
Yeah, B-E-D-E.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are a father, but you have a name. And every father has a name. Our Heavenly Father also has a name. His Son has a name. And the Holy Ghost also has a name. According to the Bible, the name for our redemption is the name that is above every other name. In words or in deeds, whatever we do in that name. What is that name?
Jesus.
So go and rebaptize.
Okay, thank you, my Lord.
God bless you. You see, without baptismal class, you have passed. Yes?
Good evening, brothers.
God bless you.
My name is Joseph. Sir, please, there's something you said that gets me confused. You said Jesus asked his disciples to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And that name is linking to Jesus Christ. So the thing here is that it's still working on the same line with Trinity. Three God in one.
He said, go and baptize in a name.
Yes, sir.
He said that name is the name of the Father. It's the name of the Son. It's the name of the Holy Ghost. And we check in the Bible, we saw that the name of the Father is the same name of the Son. And it's the same name of the Holy Ghost. It is one name.
Person. So, is that not the same thing as Trinity?
Can I give you three scriptures?
Yes, sir.
Number one, let's know the name of the Father. John chapter 5, verse 43. Look at the screen. John chapter 5, verse 43.
I come in my Father's name.
Who is the person speaking? Who is the person speaking?
Jesus.
Thank you. What did he say?
I come in my Father's name.
So, okay, go ahead.
And ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him will ye receive.
So, if he say, I come in my Father's name, it means his name is the name of his Father, isn't it?
Yes.
What is his name?
Jesus Christ.
So, from that scripture, the name of his Father is who?
Jesus. Huh? Jesus.
What is the name of the Father?
Jesus.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
No, I never finished.
I'm not clarified.
John chapter 14. The only Father we know now. John chapter 14, verse 26. Read it.
But the Comforter.
Who is the person speaking there?
Jesus.
Jesus again.
But the Comforter,
which is
the Holy Ghost,
whom
the Father will send in my name.
Who? In which name will the Father send the Holy Ghost?
Jesus' name.
So what is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
What is the name of the Father?
Jesus.
What is the name of the Son?
Jesus.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. As we need to ease our, who we are staying down in the past,
we
are sounded, we are sounded,
we have responded,
and we have responded to our Lord, who's the rich in our land. There was a blind man that came to Jesus for healing. Jesus touched his eye like he touched other people's eye. Can you see now? What did he say? He said, I see men walking like trees. That's evidence the eye never opened. He needed a second touch. One of our hymns, in hymn number 69, said, open my eyes that I may see
glimpses of truth.
Glimpses of truth. Thou hast blessed in my hand, the wonderful King,
thou
shalt unclasp and set me free. Oh, silently now, I wait for thee.
Ready, my God.
Ready, my God. Thy lips.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes. That should be your prayer. Even Apostle Paul was praying that I may know him and the power of the resurrection be made conformable unto his death. Even Apostle Paul was still wanting to know. Me here, everybody, I want to know him more. Want to know you more. But if you say you have arrived, he said, go wait. He will stop there. Praise God.